Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 19th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again we come to you this beautiful Tuesday morning where we live, having prepared a message that we hope will encourage and challenge you as you seek to follow the Lord. Today's message is titled, 70 times 7. The scripture text is from Matthew 18, 21 and 22.
Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7.
Several weeks ago, I shared a photo of a calculator I have pictured on the website today. It's basically a calculator with the figures on the calculator, the numerals 490. And I asked, based upon the photo, what message theme I might be working on. Hal Brooksine and I enjoyed reading the various responses, though the majority correctly noted that the number 490 was 70 times 7, so the message theme must be forgiveness based on today's scripture verse. So here's that message.
Well, we sure do appreciate the blunt honesty of Peter. His question was earnest and timeless. In the course of human relationships, we will all be sinned against. We know that, all of us. Peter understood and experienced this reality that resulted from the fall, and he also recognized that forgiveness needs to be granted. However, he reasoned that there must surely be some type of limit, and offered what seemed to be a reasonable maximum, up to 7 times.
Peter probably felt he was being rather magnanimous in this offer. The rabbis at that time taught that people should forgive those who offend them, but only up to 3 times. Peter may have had in mind 7 as the perfect number and reasoned that this would surely be more than enough.
Well, Jesus answered Peter's question. I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 77 times. 70 times.
Yeah, 70 times.
Let's do that
seven.
One again. I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Now that comes up to 490, which in the course of a long-term relationship like marriage, child rearing, or even in a close friendship, this number may actually be exceeded.
Dave and Millie are a dear older couple in our church. This spring, they celebrated their 62nd wedding anniversary, which happens to be twice as long as Brooksine and I have been married. Recently, I was walking through a farmer's market with my brother Mike and saw them. We visited for a few minutes and commended them for having such an enduring marriage. Dave said to us, I really don't know how she's put up with me all these years.
Most Bible commentators do not feel that the Lord intends us to keep an actual record of offenses and then withhold forgiveness when we reach 490. We have a cartoon book for preachers, and one cartoon shows a pastor sitting at his desk as a disgruntled church member leaves his office, slamming the door behind him. The pastor had been keeping track of offenses, checks his calculator, and realizes that the offender had reached the 490 limit.
And actually, we have a graphic up of that cartoon on the site today. Rather, as the Life Application Bible note on this passage observes, we shouldn't even keep track of how many times we forgive someone. We should always forgive those who are truly repentant, no matter how many times they ask. Today, Brooksine and I celebrate 11,365 days of marriage. And I'm really quite sure I have exceeded my literal 490 offense limit many times over. Like my friend Dave, I can say, I really don't know how she's put up with me all these years. Today we encourage each listener to habitually practice forgiveness. This way you will store up in your heart the vine of fruitfulness rather than the poisonous weed of unforgiveness. That's good. That's Brooksine's part right there. Well, she's got a prayer she wants to share right now, and we pray that you will join us in this prayer.
Yes, make this your prayer today. Father, I take refuge in you when biting words or unloving actions by others seek to hurt me or those that I love dearly. When the offense is fresh, it feels like a stabbing in my heart, or like I was just punched in the belly. It can even be nauseating when I turn it over and over in my mind and let it gnaw at my insides. But you've taught us to lay down our weapons of angry retorts and vengeful tactics, and draw near to you as you gather us into your arms, like a shepherd who protects and comforts his lambs. Inasmuch as it is possible, we are to live at peace with all people. But when that is an impossibility, may it not be a result of our unwillingness to express genuine love and wholehearted forgiveness. We cannot change others' hearts, but we can pray and ask you to do so. I'm so glad nothing is impossible with you, God. Amen.
Amen. Well, may the Lord bless today's message we shared with you, and may we all apply it. This is a message regardless of where you live, how old you are, any ethnic differences, that it's going to apply. Well, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up on the site today, including a photo of our friends Dave and Millie I referred to in the message. Also have an additional note by Brooksine where she really bears her heart concerning issues in her past regarding her child growing up years, and I believe it'll touch you. We all have things we overcome, some certainly more so than others. May God help us to be overcomers. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful, to be encouraged this day, and to experience the forgiveness, the greatest forgiveness of all, that of the Lord.